Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Have you heard the latest trend in breakups?
Uh-oh.
People are now using their voice memo option on their phone to break up with somebody. Some people think that, you know, sending a text is really too cold, kind of a sad cop-out. But then a face-to-face chat might be too intimidating. So they are saying that this might be a middle ground.
I've never used the voice memo thing, and I hope never to. Whenever I get a voice memo from a friend, I'm like, oh, gosh. I don't know why, like, a voicemail doesn't bother me, but a voice memo does.
So Mary Honkus, she is a freelance writer who reached out to old flames of hers to see how they would feel about being let down over a 45-second voice clip. One of her exes said that it felt like you were taking a moment to be more thoughtful and caring for me, even though you were demolishing my self-esteem.
Okay.
And then another ex said that he prefers to talk in person, mostly for the possibility that you might get to hook up one last time.
Oh, so they just want to get laid.
Yeah, so of course, this brings us to want to ask a simple question of our rockaholics. And that simple question is this, Matthew in Linwood. We'll start with you. What is the worst way you were dumped? Or what is the worst way you dumped someone?
Oh, wow. This is pretty childish. I was in my early 20s, and so I convinced my best friend at the time, one of my workmates, to pretend that we were a bisexual gay couple and that we wanted my current girlfriend to join us for a threesome.
Oh, my God.
What if she said yes?
I don't know. I plan B then real quick.
That is amazing.
That's crazy, Matthew. Thanks for sharing.
That's very elaborate.
I do like that he prefaced it by saying it was childish because he was right.
Chloe and Kirkland, same question to you. What's the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
I was in this relationship with a guy for a week, and he and I decided that we just weren't, like, going to be right for a relationship. We were better as friends. And so it was a nice mutual breakup. But then the next minute, he was like, oh, I'm gay.
Did he say that just to kind of make it so that, like, he was doubling down? Like, okay, now we're completely done? Or was he legit sharing information about him that you didn't know?
I think he was sharing information. I was the last woman he ever dated. I think he figured it out and was like, ooh, hate women, love men.
To this Chloe, she confirmed it. I'm done with women.
Crack the code.
Thanks, Chloe.
Daniel and Lacey, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Ooh, I would actually have to pick my high school girlfriend. She came up to me one day, sat me down, and was like, oh, yeah, Daniel, I'm I hate to say this to you, but we can't be together anymore because I view you too much like a brother now.
Oh, no.
Oh, and we don't click on those thumbnails.
No, no, no. John, you're on Highway 101. What was the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Well, it was kind of neither, really. So it's a funny little story. I was actually in the joint for a little while. I did a little time, and I ended up hooking up with the CO. And we got caught, and I went to the hole, and she got fired, and that's kind of all she wrote.
Wait, so you got in trouble because you went to the hole for going in the hole?
Hey!
Hey! Ha-cha-cha! I'm here all night.
Justin in Ferndale, the worst way you were dumped or the worst way you dumped someone?
Overtext.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No. How'd they respond to that?
A quick call, like I text Mike, okay, I'll do this very, very heartfelt, and I get an immediate call. I'm like, ah, crap. Oh, no. I got to talk.
Now you got to do the thing you don't want to do, which is talk about it.
No, you just send them straight to voicemail. The relationship's over now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.